This weekend, a cable and satellite network known as BBC America presents a three-part miniseries called Almost Strangers, starring Michael Gambon of The Singing Detective as a man who reluctantly takes his wife and grown son to a lavish family reunion. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
There's always a chicken and egg battle when it comes to reviewing things that most people can't see. On the one hand, that's the best part of being a critic, sorting through the stifling mass of stuff that heads your way and digging out the biggest treasures no matter where you find them. On the other hand, you risk irritating people by getting all enthusiastic about things they have little chance of seeking out. But on this program, over the years, I've been encouraged to pursue my passions. This meant raving about Dennis Potter's The Singing Detective as the best drama I'd ever seen written expressly for television, at a time when only a handful of public television stations bothered to import it from the BBC. It meant my doing a giddy appreciation of the Japanese TV show Iron Chef, which I had seen on bootleg tapes made by fans years before the Food Network picked it up and made that bizarre cooking contest show one of their most popular series. And it meant I could go wild over the years about the launch of obscure new cable networks like TV Land and BBC America, even though at the time, I might have been one-fifth of the total audience. So basically, my approach has been that unless I seek out and point out TV treasures wherever I find them, you may never know what you're missing. And once you know, you can start complaining to your cable or satellite company or tuning to the proper obscure channel to see for yourself whether this stuff is anywhere near as worth watching as I say it is. Which brings us to Almost Strangers. This is a BBC drama that, when it was shown in Great Britain, was called Perfect Strangers. The title was changed as it crossed the Atlantic so that viewers here wouldn't think it was a rerun of that similarly titled sitcom starring Bronson Pinchot. Almost Strangers is written and directed by a man named Stephen Polyakov. He's written and or directed about a dozen TV projects in England over the years, but this is the first that's come over here so prominently, and it's the first I've seen. It's brilliant. Michael Gambon, who gave an astounding lead performance in The Singing Detective, gives another one here. As a somewhat bitter man who attends the reunion of his more successful relatives, he's every bit as mercurial and inscrutable as anyone who has lived a long and often painful life. Gambon, telling a story, is totally mesmerizing. As in this intimate scene, when he repays the civility shown him by an attractive, well-to-do relative, played by Lindsay Duncan, by letting his guard down.
Do you think it's terrible this weekend? Do you think it's a big mistake?
No, not terrible. But for me...
Yes?
You know, people keep asking for news. You haven't. Everyone else has.
And that's difficult?
You don't know.
No.
I had a little business difficulty. My father had this furniture business. Surely you remember that. My rebel father, setting it up in Hillingdon, of all places. A utopian firm, stylish office furniture for the masses. When he died, I had some very good offers. I refused. In the middle of the recession, I poured in all the money he left me. Moreover, I insisted on only having workers over 50 because of long-term unemployment. In the teeth of all prevailing fashion, I was determined to make it work. We went bust. We lost everything. They all lost their jobs. Some of them were worse off than before because they'd taken out mortgages again. Some marriages broke up. It was purely and simply a disaster.
But a defiant one. A gesture against the times.
Yes.
Something your father would have understood.
Maybe.
Even though Gambon is that strong throughout Almost Strangers, he doesn't dominate. An amazing indication of both the talent of the entire cast and the complexity of the script. Matthew McFadden as Gambon's son, Claire Skinner and Timothy Spall as eccentric relatives, and so many others are absolutely outstanding. And the stories spun here, the family portraits slowly and shockingly revealed, are haunting. The three elderly ladies with their childhood secret, the puzzling candid photos that neither father nor son can place, the seemingly carefree cousins with their hidden tragedy and shame, I know these are just made-up stories, inspired by Polyakov's visit to his own family reunion. Even so, I doubt I'll ever forget them. And as a director, Polyakov is just as patient, assured, and daring as he is as a writer. The images, too, are beautiful and startling. If I have to compare Almost Strangers to anything, it is indeed to The Singing Detective, which took many hours and lots of unflinching attention to absorb, but was worth every second of it. The first two parts of Almost Strangers are shown tomorrow night on BBC America, and the concluding portion follows on Sunday. If you don't have access to BBC America, find someone who does and wangle an invitation. In other words, now that you know what you might be missing, find a way not to miss it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.